Today is Tuesday, September 10th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you guys tune in and listen. And today is no different. I am podcasting from a hotel. This podcast is sponsored by the Staybridge Suites in Sunnyvale, California. Have a stay at Staybridge. All right. Well, anyway, so Gary, who I can always count on to tweet me, to talk to me on Twitter after I do these little shows, he tweeted and said, "Oh no, now I'm going to have to wait to see how you got to California," or something like that. And I don't even remember what I was saying yesterday. But anyway, I'll try to. So I think I left it off where I went up to the gate and I said, "Hey, I've called." I don't remember. So I'll back up. So there were all these delays and I was like, okay, I don't want to get there super late, have to go directly to bed without watching TV or doing anything else, and then get up and go directly to work. So I really wanted to try to get an earlier flight. And I knew there had been, there were runway issues at SFO, et cetera. So I called American Airlines and I said, "Hey, are there any earlier flights?" And she, tap on the keyboard and looked. And she said, "Well, there's nothing else to San Francisco, but there is a flight to San Jose. And I can get you on that one. And that'll get you there at like 7:30. Well, by this point, the flight to SFO wasn't even expected to leave until 8:15. Plus, I had stupidly, I don't know why, but I just always go into SFO. Next time I come up here, I'm going to fly into the San Jose airport because it's only 20 minutes away from Sunnyvale, which is where the office is, whereas the SFO airport, or SFO, is about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic, and sometimes even more than an hour. So I'm like, yeah, that would be great. Do that. So she's like, okay, tap, do whatever. And she gives me a confirmation number and she says, okay, great. She said, "Now you'll need to go up to the gate and check in so that they can also transfer your bag and all that kind of stuff." So I went to the gate and it was at a different terminal and it was some remote terminal. So I had to get on a bus and then they take you across the terminal. And, so I had to do that. And then I get up to the gate and I'm like, okay, I called American Airlines and they said they could get me on this flight. And she's like, "Oh, this flight is overbooked. Why did she do that?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't know, but she checked me in. She said I needed to come up here and check in." And so the woman said, "Well, right now there are no seats on this, but she said, I'll go ahead and, check you in and give you this boarding pass, but it doesn't have a seat on it. So you're going to need to wait until boarding time and see if we can find you a seat." And I was like, "Well, what happens if you can't find me a seat? I'm like, should I just go ahead and go back to the other flight now? Because I know I had a seat on that one instead of waiting because I have to work on Monday and I don't want to, risk not getting in to San Francisco or Sunnyvale tonight." And she said, "Well, I think we can find you a seat." And she said, "Honestly, I can't transfer you back to the other one because there could be a charge for changing your ticket again or something." I don't know, some weird thing like that. She's like, "I don't know if you got charged for this other one, but because that other flight is later," she's like, "there may be a charge if I go in and try to change it." I have no idea, whatever. They didn't charge me for the first change, so I'm not sure. But I was like, okay, well, I guess if I don't have any other choice there... She's like, "Well, if for some reason we don't find you a seat, we should be able to get you back on that SFO flight, but I just need to wait until boarding to see." She's like, "I'm pretty sure I can find you a seat." She's like, "And your luggage has already been transferred, or the request has already been put in, so your luggage will be on that as well, yada, yada." So anyway, I sat down. Actually, I went, there was a little, this remote terminal was horrible. There's like no food. There's one little shop that sells some prepackaged, so I say no food, sorry, no restaurants. There was a place that sold prepackaged salads and sandwiches, and then like they had some alcoholic beverages, but And it was the tiny little place. They had one table that was a community table that sat maybe eight people, maybe less, maybe six. And if you go up and you buy an alcoholic beverage, they say, oh, well, you have to drink that here. So you literally have to sit at this little six-person table, or you have to stand there if the table is full, and you have to drink this within their boundaries of their store or whatever. So it was crazy. But I was like, okay, that's fine. I've had a stressful hour or two, you know, with all these delays and trying to get this changed. I'm going to have a little wine cooler. So I had a Mike's Hard Lemonade. And anyway, I finished that up really quick because I was sitting there with like five other people at this six-person table. And I don't like trying to make small talk with strangers. And I'm just sitting there with my headphones in. It's weird. So I finished it really quick. And then I found a seat near the gate. Anyway, when boarding started to happen, though, luckily they were able to get me on there. So I guess she was right. So they got me on there. The other thing that I didn't mention that I had to do is I have a rental car as well. So I had to call Enterprise and say, hey, could you transfer my rental from SFO to San Jose Airport? Because my flight's being changed there. And originally, they quoted me, it was going to be $200 extra to pick up in San Jose Airport and return at SFO Airport. I don't know why one-way rentals are so much more expensive, but they are. One-way rentals are like super expensive. And so I said, no, don't do that because, you know, I don't want to charge the company more money. So what you can do is just do pick up and return both in San Jose. That's fine because, you know, since I booked that ticket, I learned that I'm going to have to go to Seattle. And so, you know, I'm going to be staying an extra night in the San Francisco area. I don't know if I'm going to move to San Francisco closer to the airport or if I'm going to stay here in Sunnyvale and just extend it by one day. But I'm going to have to do that. And I only had the rental car till Friday anyway. So I'm going to have to figure out, like, am I going to Uber or am I going to take the train or like, what am I going to do for that extra day to get to San Francisco and then, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm like, that's fine. I'll return it to San Jose because, you know, I knew I was going to have to return it on Friday anyway. And I have, you know, I have this other flight to Seattle on Saturday. So I don't even know what I'm going to do. I haven't even reserved a room for Friday night yet because I haven't decided what I'm going to do. But I don't know. I might rent another car just for a day. And then I could do Uber, but I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I like Uber. It's very convenient. But at the same time, I still do feel a little weird getting in strange people's cars. So when I'm alone, I'm less likely to use Uber. When Mark's with me, I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's that. Maybe I'm like, well, what if they murder me or something? And not that they're any more likely to murder you than a cab driver is. I don't understand. I don't know why I have this mental thing. And I'll probably use Uber. The other thing is it's going to be super expensive to Uber from Sunnyvale all the way to San Francisco. It's like a 45-minute drive, so it's going to be like a really, you know, a really expensive Uber bill if I were to do that. So they do have trains that I could take, but then I'm having to take my luggage on the train, which is also not very convenient. And then once I get there, whatever my hotel is, I'm still going to have to get an Uber to go from the train station to the hotel. So I don't know what I'm going to do, but regardless, the plane made it in just fine. I was the original time, if not earlier than I was gonna arrive. So that worked out well. Also, San Jose, like I said, is 30 minutes closer to my hotel, to where I'm staying right now, than SFO was. So I shaved off some time just by, you know, landing at an airport that was actually close. So I don't know what I was doing, but my bag made it. The rental car was no problem. I made it to the rental car place, got the rental car, and I think I was at the hotel by 8:30 or something like that. And then I went to, actually, there wasn't a Walmart close. I usually do my grocery shopping type stuff at Walmart, but there wasn't a Walmart close. So I actually went to Target just to get a couple of things. Like I wanted a bag of Doritos and I got, I got a bag of Doritos and Diet Mountain Dew. So I don't know what kind of a drug addict stoner kind of thing, but I got Diet Mountain Dew and Doritos because, you know how it is. Got to have your Diet Mountain Dew and your Doritos. And then I ordered food at Chili's and I picked that up and then I brought it back to the room and I ate. And I ate and I had Doritos and I had my Diet Mountain Dew and I watched Netflix. So Star Trek The Next Generation. Woohoo! And that was pretty much it. And then I had work on Monday, which was nothing. There was a little bit. For these people here in California, they blame everything on traffic. And they don't get in, at least at my office, they don't get in until 9:30 or 10 a.m. And they blame it on traffic. Then they go to lunch at like 11 or 11:30. And then they leave the office again by like 3 because, again, they blame it on traffic. They're like, oh, we've got to beat the traffic. And so I don't know when these people actually work. I guess they, air quotes, work from home once they get home. Or maybe they start their day at home in the morning and then leave, you know, a little bit later. I don't know. But it's just, it's crazy. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.